family is in honor of Mother's Day. I went into a card store to buy a card for my mother. This one said, "You are my best friend. I tell you everything." That was a beautiful sentiment, and I'm sure many persons feel that way, but I didn't feel comfortable with that thought. Then there was one that told a joke with my mother. It was quite clever, and I could see the enjoyment of having a laugh together, but I didn't want to send a joke to my mother. "I am so happy you've always been there for me." That feeling must have been really beautiful for some people, but it was not something I could honestly say. So then I thought, well, what do I want to say to my mother? Osho, the Sufi mystic, said, "The moment a child is born, the mother is also born. She never existed before. The woman existed, but the mother never." I thought about this. My mother first was a woman. She had her own visions of how her life might turn out. And did she fulfill her dreams, hopes, wishes? Or did life become too hard for her? Did she get sidetracked along the way? Did motherhood give her what she wanted and longed for? What courage it takes to be a mother, not knowing what would be demanded of her. What strength she'd need to pull from. What disappointment she may have felt. What if she was damaged along the way? Did this affect her? Would she rise above her pain and heartache? Or perpetuate the abuse? Does she love her children easily? Or was it hard to love them equally? Many of us felt something lacking from our mothers. We were the children needing certain things that may not have been given. Therefore, we need to see what may have been lacking and how can we compensate for this or heal from them. In psychology, when a child is growing up, there's something called the holding environment that is important to consider. A good holding environment is the environment that is needed for the human soul to grow and develop into what we can become. It needs to provide a sense of security and safety, the sense that you are and can count on being taken care of. So we look to see what we did or did not have when we were growing up. To make it nurturing. Many mothers are not as nurturing as we have needed them to be. They may have had to strict, follow the rules, skip up their work, not physically demonstrative, little or no hugs, kisses. Was there protection and safety? Many of us suffered from some sort of abuse that was left undetected or ignored, and this was very damaging. Or felt the world was intimidating to us and no one helped us to understand or navigate it safely. Did we get attention? Were we seen for who we really were? Was our voice heard? Was our wishes and hopes given encouragement, or were they regulated to someone else's vision? Were our basic needs met? Just basic care. So many of us may have been neglected because of parents, too occupied, distracted, or even ill. So were we regulated into the caregiver role to take care of our parents at a too young age? When we were a child needing care. Was there enough stimulation? A teacher of mine talks about how she grew up in not the classic. In the now, the classic, gotta read home. I'd go to work, mother was a homemaker, then I'd sit, everything followed, no arguments. Loved the family, but she longed for it. To be a part of it, not only that, when I was free, they laughed a lot, I was wrong, I was saying, she was crying out for stimulation. Just come through you and see in the distance a temple, and you're going to walk up the 7 steps to the temple. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And in the middle of the temple, see a bench and walk to the bench and sit down. And I'm going to bring down the magic mirror. I want you to look in. I want you to see your mother. Say anything that you need to say. I also want you to see in that mirror, you as that little girl, or boy, a child, and see if there was something you needed to say to your mother that you may not have been able to do so. And do that. Say whatever you need to say. Now we come back, and I want you to take just a moment to finish up anything that needs to be said to your mother. And then we'll say goodbye, and let the mirror go. And I want you to come back to the steps, 7, 6, 5. 4, 3, 2, 1. Pull yourself back in the seat. Come back. Open your eyes.